And welcome to Papa's Football Podcast. I am John Papa Giorgio. I am joined today by, say your shit, son,
Brian Bolte.
Show's website, pfpod.com. Go there for a new episode every week, along with Brian over here, professional. He is, wants us to actually get new listeners. That terrifies the shit out of me, but he's big on that idea. So we're doing some interviews. We just had Gino Bisconti, the comedian.
Gino was hilarious. Thank you, Gino, for being on. And, sir, you are a professional broadcaster. You deserve a wide variety of new listeners.
Thank you very much. I am professional, I guess, like the way Colonel Sanders cooked chicken for 6 months, and then, you know, 40 years later, he's like, fuck it, I am now a chicken auteur. I am the master of that shit.
Now I want some KFC. So we better hurry up and wrap this thing up.
It's because we are oily minorities, according to Gino Bisconti. Again, give that interview a shot. It's good shit. Do you like the Tecmo Bowl intro music? Were you a Tecmo Bowl guy?
I am old as fuck. Was this an uncensored
it's
show?
It's very dirty. I was going to say I didn't realize you had 4 years on me. I like it when anyone's older than me and still doing this shit. I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not the biggest fuck up in the room. You have an actual, like, successful life, so I am the biggest fuck up, but anytime anyone's older, I'm like, at least they'll die sooner. At least I have that one thing.
That is true. I will die sooner. That's 100% chance.
You're a sweaty red Irish face.
I'm sweaty red Irish with a half-dead liver.
You could be 14 with that face, and I'd be like, I think I still got him lapped.
Then you're confused about the gray hair in my beard. So.
Oh, I got that shit, too. You used to look like an old dog. I love how, like, that happens to us as people, and we're like, that isn't so bad. And if I see a golden retriever or a lab and that's happening, I'm like, oh, puppy. Oh, shit. Whose heart are you going to break in a year or two? You don't have much left.
At least you have a chin. I have to have this because I'm Irish and we don't have chins.
I'm just Greek and fat, so that's why I have the beard.
Hey, you're still more attractive than me. You got that going for you.
To quote Kids in the Hall, to hide my compromising face.
I have a face for radio, I think is the saying as it goes.
Then fuck YouTube, which we are on now. And we are not interacting with you in any way, shape, or form. You're going to leave YouTube comments, I guess. Guess what? We can't see them. We don't give a shit.
Is there some people in?
Probably for like 5 minutes, and they'll be like, he was not being sarcastic and at all.
Look at that guy with no chin.
He really isn't. Yeah, that chinless fat hair fuck.
Look at that sweaty red Irishman.
We wanted to bang out a really quick episode. We are missing the Redskins live. We're filmed in D.C., so that's horrible. We're missing the first quarter of the Redskins season opener, and I'm doing it because, A, I think we'll be quick as shit. Two, I think they'll lose. And anything else? Any other?
We're currently undefeated.
There you go.
And you and I always go quick as shit.
Hope springs eternal. Exactly. And all eating, coming.
You name it.
We are fucking typhoons. We are just done.
We're dynamos. We do it quick, my friend.
We try not to be very serious on the show. There's not a fantasy analysis, really. There's no going deep into the games. And yet, because of that, there is some random insight that you're not going to get on just jock-sniffing standard sports radio. I like to think that.
I agree. And you did promise something about going balls deep today.
That was after. Oh, sorry. My bad. You fucking spoiler alert bastard over there. I just want to, my impressions from opening weekend, I had a ton. First of all, and there's tens, 20s. This isn't the list like I had 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Where I ran out at number two. I'm not, never going to give you up, and I'm never going to let you down. Yeah. First, was I naive to think that because Peyton Manning was retired, I wouldn't see his Frankenstein forehead? And I love the guy, but dude, give it a little bit of a break. I mean, that nationwide jingle thing, I've enjoyed for a time. Like, it's a contest to me. It's like a white man freestyle thing. That's the extent of my rapping skills if I can on the spot come up with a nationwide jingle for myself. And if I do, I'm like, fuck it. I was just the end of 8 Mile.
And I agree, not only television, and I know we're not talking fantasy, but I do fantasy, and on my feed constantly would be Peyton Manning because of the Broncos quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is he coming back? No, Peyton's not coming back. It's like, guys.
He wouldn't come back to the Broncos either way. Why are people not grasping that?
Let him go away. Stop just putting on your feed so someone will click on it. Let Peyton Manning go.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It, to me, it was, I was a little more fucked up when Favre left than when Peyton left. Like, Peyton left the way you're supposed to leave. Like, you know, just big, victorious hard-on in his pants. He did it. It doesn't get better. Like, maybe not sucking in the Super Bowl would have made it better, but let's be honest, 5 years from now, fucking, dude, September 11th was 15 years ago.
Thanks for making me feel like a little,
little fucking kids don't know shit about that day. Maybe they know the planes. I think they've already forgotten the Pentagon. You think 15 years from now, people are going to remember that they won in spite of Peyton Manning and not because of him? They're just going to be like, that dude rocked out with his cock out. 2 of 4. Good for you, buddy.
But the reason you miss Brett Favre is...
dick pics?
His little 4-inch dick makes us feel like a man.
Well, look, he had the balls to send it soft. So to me, that means he is packing. Or he's just like, I'm Brett fucking Favre. Like, I could put an ice cube under it. Like, I could rest it on an ice tray and send it to this girl, and she should be getting on the Concorde and flying to Louisiana, or wherever the fuck I live that the Concorde doesn't go, and sucking it until it's not, you know, thaw it out with your mouth, honey.
I like that you know the picture that well, that it's soft, because I just assumed it was hard. I never looked for it.
He's just kind of hanging. He's just hanging brain.
So, half heavy leaner, or?
A little bit,
all
yeah.
All right.
It, you know.
Like, never thought we were going to talk about dicks, did like, you?
It's shaped like a pass that had to get on the outside of a cornerback.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Peyton was there, and if you need any more insight into how big football is for America, don't do any real analysis. Let me just tell you, I went to a pizzeria about 10 minutes before kickoff.
Was it Papa John's?
To pick up an order. No, fuck Papa John's. I try to avoid chain if I can. And you would have thought they were baking golden tickets. Like, to Willy Wonka's into 5 pies. This place was a fucking madhouse, and it was like a non-chain, you had to know this place, pizzeria. And I just thought to myself, this is before a goddamn Thursday night game for two wildly out-of-market teams. I know it's the season opener, but really, no one up here in D.C. gives a shit about the Panthers, and I don't think anyone has the balls yet to get bandwagon with the Broncos. Like, after a second Super Bowl, maybe.
Church is in session. It's football. That is our church. And for some people like myself,
yes,
I put some money on the game. So I was
I'm such a fucking naive toddler when it comes to gambling. I so don't engage in it. I don't do gambling. I don't do fantasy. I want to just flip around and enjoy the game for the game. I'd say it's like a noble, purist thing, except I'm just sitting in my fucking bed watching football all day, so it's really disgusting, one way or the other.
That sounds like heaven.
I know, you're married with kids. You can't even sniff the ass of what I said.
It you don't watch football, you can't get a good jerk, but you have the joy of children and a wife, so I guess that's a great thing.
Oh, you said it so convincingly.
Did I talk you into getting married yet, John?
Fuck no. It was amazing to behold. Really. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, you wouldn't see, like, if it was World Series Game 7 between somehow the Yankees and the Sox. I know that can only be an ALCS. If it was somehow that, I wouldn't see 1/10 of this shit.
Baseball is no longer America's sport, my friend. Football.
But it was like a long time. Like, I think that change happened, like, back when they still had the Negro Leagues or some shit. It's been a ways, man.
It has been a ways. Have you ever tried to sit through a baseball game?
No, like not
exactly.
Even on a dare.
Exactly. And I like to call myself a Nationals fan. I watch Nationals.
I will be if they win the World Series. Well, I'll be on this shit like white on rice.
I went to the playoff game that they lost, but...
you fucking mush.
It was the one game I went to all year. And then watch one inning of baseball and then watch football. Oh, football. It is just... running at each other.
It's so goddamn watchable, and I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not huge on hockey. Basketball, I'm pretty good with. But, like, football, to me, it's so night and day compared to any other sport. Maybe I don't understand the intricacies, but, like, fuck baseball. Like, I'll concede you the other two. If you're like, hockey's my favorite, okay, sure. If you're like, basketball's my thing, I can get that. Baseball, get the fuck out of here. Like, the strategy, the dance of the relief pitcher. Who gives a shit?
This is a pitcher's duel, 0-0 in the ninth.
God. Oh, my God. The only way that could get exciting is if the pitchers threw at each other and killed each other.
That would be pretty awesome.
100 mile per hour fastballs that drove each other's nose bones right into their brains. I would buy that for a dollar.
Every play in football, someone's knee could be going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it happened like 8 times on Sunday.
Exactly. Did you see Teddy Bridgewater's injury? Did you see it?
I didn't. I'm not that big a sicko where like people are like, this is fucking disgusting. You have to see it. Like, I've already watched the R. Bud Dwyer video enough. I don't need to see poor Teddy.
You're badass then. I couldn't watch. It made me want to lose my lunch, dude.
Oh, well, like, is bad. What, the leg goes one way, the rest goes the other?
The knee's not supposed to go that way.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Who is the Anderson Silva, the MMA guy? That was, like, the one really gruesome injury that I've seen, like, 100 times, where he, like, kicks a dude, and the guy throws up an arm block, and then his leg just does the... Like, somehow, despite being blocked, his foot does touch the man's ear. It's very Stretch Armstrong.
But MMA is very popular for the same reason. Football is violent. It's quick moving.
Yeah.
The camera angles are amazing. I won't go to a football game.
Why would you? I'm sorry. Do you want $10 beers and to like fucking trek the Iditarod to be able to take a piss?
Exactly. And you can't see the angles. They have a freaking camera over the top of the field. You see everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You're right.
The eye in the sky like a goddamn casino.
They have it on lock. They have everything down. You can sit on your HD TV in your underpants and have your $12.
Do you understand what it would take to give you in the stadium the same experience you have watching TV? You would literally need a flying Jetsons toilet chair so that you could shit and piss and then like go down to the 50-yard line and they throw a 20-yard pass and guess what? You're now at the 30-yard line.
They'll have that in 2026 with our flying cars. You know that's coming, right?
I hope, man. I hope they remember to build bottoms on these flying toilets, because otherwise it's going to get very, very, very medieval. Just chucking your piss and shit out the window.
And Peyton Manning's on the field and shit just fell out. And then it's a standing ovation.
Everyone would be playing with visors. Everyone.
They finally covered that big-ass forehead with shit.
That'd be great. Teammate just goes up and writes the play in the shit on his drive-in theater forehead.
You do the fly pattern. You do a post.
Now, this piece of corn is the safety. I wanted to go through a couple of the games, the highlights. So we had Denver, Carolina. I know you put money on Carolina. If your wife's listening, you didn't.
I actually had the money from my win on Denver from the Super Bowl, which I reinvested in Carolina. That was a
good double down, it's almost like if you gamble enough, you walk away with nothing. I wonder if Vegas is onto that yet. If not, they could make a few bucks that way.
Us gamblers are smart.
I was shocked that people really, and I get it, they lost on a fucking botched Gano field goal. But you know what? It's like a valid loss. There's not a fucking asterisk next to that loss for the Panthers. They're 0-1.
You know, and there was
And shit happens in football games. Like, people don't appreciate that. Like, they should have won. Well, they fucking didn't. And they're flying home losers now, man.
That's the problem with us gamblers. If we win one, we think we're winners and we can keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to lose a bunch. I bet on the Redskins tonight. $5, not a big deal.
Okay.
Just to put some money on it because I wanted to make it more interesting and make sure I watch the game.
No, I get it. You need the sauce. You need the action.
Yeah, I got it. You get the itch. You want to do it.
I like the option of just being like, this game stinks. I'm going to go play my 3DS like a fucking 9-year-old Japanese boy.
You know, I considered actually hooking up my PlayStation 3. Uh-huh. I'm
Are you the sexiest like fuck of 2007?
I can watch DVDs on that. That's what I hear.
Nice.
I'm advanced as hell in technology, son.
Did you know they're sold for $5 at the Walmart?
I can get that much for them?
Nice.
What did I get for my used one? $250? God, I stink.
So, I just didn't get why people were so sour on the Broncos. And to the credit of quote-unquote everyone, I believe Vegas had the Broncos by slight favorites. Very slight, but it was like a 47-53, something like that. Not the fucking score, the percentage.
I had to lay 3 to take the Panthers.
Really? Okay.
And I think it was all because of the quarterback situation in Denver. And
yeah, I get it, but it's like people sleep on the fact that, like, Peyton Manning was not the reason really they were winning. You can say all you want, like, oh, his wisdom contributed on the field. Like, this is not some angels in the outfield shit where, like, a friendly ghost. Like, I want a motherfucker with a cannon arm. Like, I don't care how goddamn wise Master Yoda is. If he's just getting sacked every other play, fuck him.
But I didn't think their defense would be the same. They lost a few players. I didn't realize that it was going to be that tight that soon in the season. They killed it.
They were good, man.
They killed
it. They beat the shit out of Cam again, and it worked.
And that's, I guess that's the playbook against, if you're playing Cam, just hit him a bunch of times in the head.
Yeah.
And the refs won't call it.
And the right, yeah. Make sure the refs don't call it. Beat the fuck out of him.
And just keep hitting him in the head and get into it, and he won't make the plays. Because it was a low-scoring game, too. I was going to take the over if I had some more money.
It was ultimately, what, 20-21?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a little bit more high-scoring because Cam, I thought, was going to light it up.
It was a good way to start the season with an excellent finale to the game. Missed field goal, fucking. I mean, if you're in Carolina, you're losing your mind. Otherwise, you're like, season's back, baby. We're watching this shit.
And even though I lost money, I enjoyed it. And, you know, I think there was some guy that told me, I told him they're going to win by double digits and maybe could have won some money.
Oh, dear.
I'm sitting across from him right now.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I can tell you're not a gambler.
No. Occasionally I have little nuggets of wisdom and I don't act on it. So that's why I am where I am right now. I got to jump around a bit on Sunday. I do, if you're not an NFL Sunday ticket guy, Google the words Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, live NFL streams. And it's like ghetto NFL Sunday ticket. It's just got every game and you can click on it and there's going to be weird commercials. Sometimes you're getting a British feed. So it'll be like for Sky Airlines and shit like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then they'll show like the latest show that's going to be on like BBC 3 later that night. And then it goes back to American guys announcing football. It's great. I started with what was in market, which was Packers at Jags. And I very incorrectly was like, this game is going to fucking suck, so let's get out of it fast.
Jags are for real.
Dude,
I
went back to that for its second half. That was a fucking tight game.
Yeah.
But I, before that, jumped to Philly hosting, or Philly did host the Browns.
Correct.
And as a DC guy, I was like, I want to see this RG3 kid. Is he ever going to make it? He, you know what? He manned up. He did the right thing. He left his wife and his child so he could fuck some new fresh pussy. And I wanted that to go right for him. Like, I wanted the karma of doing the right thing cosmically to follow him. And I wanted to see him torch. And the motherfucker dinked and dunked these little screen passes where he's like 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage and throws what looks like an 8-yard pass. You're like, that got some distance to it. Then you realize, like, there's a thing called integers in addition and subtraction. And if you go -7 + 8, it's for a net of 1.
Passer rating of 55. The Eagles are letting people go left and right. Their defense is not good. He should have, and he's got a decent O-line. He should have been able to move the ball more than dinking and dunking the whole time.
It's weird. Like, the Browns are a team for years now. I have a podcast friend. That sounds, that's like a sad, like an AOL friend.
We squish dicks together on weekends. He's my podcast friend.
Josh Burns. He's a big Ohio guy, and he always tweets about Cleveland. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I kind of follow the Browns. That's all I need. It's like, oh, you mean I could do something to better my life, or I could watch this shitty Thursday night game because it features the Browns because of Josh Burns. Sure, we'll do that. So everyone laughs at the Browns, but for several years now, at least the last 3-ish, something like that, they've quietly had a very good defense.
Agreed. And not just, yeah, I guess it is quietly because no one, they're such a bad team.
Yeah,
and
no one
the
gives
defense
a fuck.
Is on the field all the time.
Yeah, and they'll get gassed and they'll eventually lose. But those first couple quarters, the Browns' defense is not bad.
Not at all. Not at all. And they are solid defense. There's some unknown players there that stop the run and do what they're supposed to do.
Well, yesterday, they fucking ate shit. They were a laughing stock yesterday. I mean, if that's your defense, the rest, just hang it up. Why waste guys?
I guess the money ball idea isn't working. Maybe it will, because they've got a lot of picks coming through the years, but they're going to suck this year. Someone came out and said they're going to be 0-16. I forget who it was. It was a big name. Came out today.
Man, Hugh Jackson is a big dipshit bowling ball head. He doesn't have a single solution in that fucking pineapple cranium of his. I don't know why. There's certain retreads that you kind of get excited about, I suppose, and certain ones you don't. Like if John Fox is coaching your team, you're like, oh, fuck this. Fuck this. This is 2 years of losing and conservative calls, and I have to sit through it until the next guy's here. Lovie Smith comes to town.
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
Run up the middle.
Shit.
Run to the right.
Fucking Hugh Jackson.
I got excited for Hugh Jackson in RG3. I thought they'd click.
Bald dipshit head.
No, bald dipshit head. Yeah, that's correct. And you know what? You're absolutely right. RG3 got his, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking RG3. I'm sorry. You mean the guy who thinks he's a linebacker? And I think his last, well, yeah, definitely his last drive, believes his last drive thinks he can, I guess, tackle his way. Like, as he's going out of bounds, he kind of wants to give it as good as he's going to get it. And his shit shoulder shatters. Say that three times fast.
Shit shoulder shatters. I can do it once.
And the dude in the first game, Cleveland, welcome to what you're going to get with this dude, might be out the rest of the season. Game one. And you know what? Cleveland's better for it.
Well,
I'm sorry, dude. They have Terrell Pryor, and they're going to get Josh Gordon back. They just need to do the Redskins experiment, which is get a stupid fucking white man who can throw a ball from the pocket and let your real fast wideouts go and get that ball. It tends to work.
They have that man. They're paying him a lot of money. Now, I think RG3 got hit so hard he thought that he's still playing for Shanahan, mm-hmm. and had to continue to play injured. Because if you watch the end of the game, his arm was just limp, and he went out and finished the game.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And that's something Shanahan – remember the Seahawks game?
Oh.
That's what he did.
What the fuck did you just say? I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, that thing I drink to suppress. Yeah, I kind of remember it.
Oh.
I kind of remember having my heart torn out.
Ripped out. We had that game.
They just were up 14-0 before I could take a piss. I'm not exaggerating.
I watched that game with the Seahawks fan. It still hurts to this day.
Oh, my God. Did you just act like the game ended in the third quarter? Because that's what I would have done. They're like, oh, look at that. The clock ran out. Bye.
I still have moments where I take a doll and I point to where the Redskins hurt me.
Oh. Do you point to the wallet on the doll?
Yeah, exactly. Well, no. That's for the... Yeah, anyway.
That's where the wife and children hurt you. Gotcha. Yeah, that was the worst. Like, that is one of the worst losses I've ever seen. That erased... People will never remember the high they rode in on. That 7-game win streak, I believe, they rode in on to get there. And the hope you had for RG3, and that loss was so bad, you went into the postseason, not like last year, where you're like, fuck it, momentum, build on it, all that shit losers tell themselves. You went in going, my life is over, he's a goddamn cripple, what the fuck are they going to have next year? And you know what? We were right.
You are right. All I could think about was all those draft picks and watching RG3 limp around.
I'll never in my life ever think any player is worth that many picks again.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Kirk Cousins, the third round pick in the same draft.
Fourth.
Is our starting $20 million quarterback right now.
Yeah. They're all just lotto tickets. I've read analysis on this. If you want to hear something funny, it's first of all proven, I think on like fourth and like third and under, you always should go for it. And yet coaches can't do it because think about if you failed to convert, I don't know, 3 fourth downs in a game, you'd be fired.
Absolutely.
That Monday, you'd be fired. Also, they've proven anyone gives you future picks for your current picks, if you're like, we will take your 7th right now and give you 2 7ths next year, unequivocally, you do that every fucking year.
Really?
A future draft pick always worth more. It's a weird thing, but it's true.
I guess it makes sense, but...
I don't know. I heard some NPR podcast on like math guys who are also football guys and the statisticians, and they parsed this, and they came to the conclusion that none of this gets done because it goes against football orthodoxy, and the 32 owners are 32 old, conservative, yeah, successful guys, and they don't want to be the one who's laughed at if none of this shit works. But like, there's mathematical analysis proving this. Like, 100%, it's numbers. Like, you can't argue. It's like, it's not like, oh, I see Mr. Jesus every Sunday type things. It's real.
Then maybe Cleveland's right with the money ball aspect of things. Then.
They could. Dude, they are getting a big stack of scratchers.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I know about hood life that's going to pan out.
Scratch ticket.
That's
can't pay my rent, but I got 10 bucks for scratch ticket.
Exactly, man. That's how Empire, the show, starts, with just a pile of scratchers and a dream.
Well, think about...
That's how the Empire was built.
Prescott with Cowboys, fourth round pick.
Yes.
He's killing it. He looked good. He looked like an NFL starter.
Oh, and the last thing they said, because God forbid I let you build any momentum, you take any first round pick you have, unequivocally ship them out for second and third rounders. The talent differential, not that much, and like the pain in the ass contract shit is, and it's just, it's too many guys in one boat, if you will. Like that first round pick could have represented so many other picks. Especially think about it, first round versus a second round, really, where's the gap, especially early second round? There's not that big a gap.
You're right. The first 10 guys off the board are the freaks of nature, usually.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're right. There's after not that, a huge gap.
Shit. Yeah.
The huge gap is, you're right, the contract. That's the huge gap.
Yeah. And the Skins literally did the opposite of that. They were like, we want to take all these firsts and even a second rounder, and we want to melt it into one guy, and then we want to cut that guy
and
4 years later.
And then we want to make that guy get hurt and leave him out in the field and watch him bleed because he said something mean to us during practice.
We want to damage the sports psyche of the system of the city for years to come.
I'm still damaged. I'm a hardcore Skin
I'm
fan
still,
all my life.
I am still fucked up like crazy over that. So I flipped around... Oh, yeah. And one more thing before we do a little game analysis. Did every goddamn game start with the saxophone version of the Star Spangled Banner? I don't think I heard any singing. Philly and in Jacksonville. It sounded like a sex scene in Lethal Weapon.
It's the sexy national anthem. You didn't
it
know?
It was.
We're sexing it up this year.
Dicks out for 9/11?
Well, because people aren't, some of the guys are protesting, so maybe they can like make you think of something else. So we're
gotcha.
Going to make this sexy as hell. We're going to do a little saxophone, because that's the sexy instrument. Gave me a heavy leaner.
Yeah, I guess we should talk the protest stuff for a second.
It's
already been done
beat
to
death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It has. And more people are joining in, and some people are losing endorsement deals.
Yeah, I'll quote one comment I read that I liked. If it bugs you so fucking much, volunteer over at your local VA. And you're not going to, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And I saw another thing, same thing. Where are you when the national anthem is going on in your easy chair?
Mm-hmm.
And most of us have our Doritos in our lap and our cold beer next to us, so we're not getting up either.
Yeah, I was Xing out all the porn pop-ups on my illegal feed of the game to get it ready. That's where I was during the anthem.
Of course, if I was making $19 million a year to sit the bench, maybe I might pop up. I'd be pretty happy about my situation, but that's just me.
Yeah, you're a fucking sellout. You're not pure, dude. That's all you are. The Saints lose a shootout with the Raiders. Jack Del Rio, another retread coach, but you know what? He's somehow getting it done. So maybe with a good GM, it can work. He goes for two at the end of the game, and he fucking wins on it. I would have killed to see that. I like the Raiders being good. I'm an 80s dude. I grew up with Bo Jackson. It makes me happy when the Raiders are kicking ass. I mean, they beat the Skins in the Super Bowl once, so they needed to die that year. But other than that, I'm good with them. And Saints fans, welcome to this happening every week as you enjoy the fruits of Drew Brees and his $25 million a year contract.
I was going to say, we talked in the last show with Gino regarding Drew Brees and how great he was when the Chargers dropped him. Maybe it's about the time that is time to drop him. But that being said, I'm going to take a 180 on that. I think he was the number one QB in football, even though they lost last week. Statistics-wise.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Guess what? It's a fucking team sport, dude. Like, you need a defense around the guy, and it's not happening. And what I don't get is he is Jesus down in NOLA. Like, yeah. He really can't make up that other $5 million, like, doing local car lot ads or some shit. I mean, he could just sell his sperm in the ghetto for, like, $10,000 a pop. They need to put him out to stud like a horse.
But the Raiders, like you said, though, you're talking about the second, third, fourth, fifth round draft picks in the GM situation. You look at some of those young guys they brought in their QB Carr that they didn't give up a bunch of draft picks for. They just drafted.
No, Carr is just a second rounder.
Carr.
Yeah, David Carr is just a second rounder. I think.
Oh, because that's right. They got the receiver in the
Amari
first round.
Amari Cooper was the first rounder.
And what a pair.
The next year, they got Khalil Mack and got him a couple picks after what's-his-face, Clowney.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting the chronology here in terms of years right. But he was pick after Clowney. The guy's a fucking monster. Clowney is still one of those situations where it's like we're crossing our fingers. He isn't just a goddamn straight up bust, you know?
When he's not hurt, he's good. He's
hurt
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sorry, I would argue that Mack, even when they're both on the field, Mack is a better player.
I agree.
And Mack's ass is on the field nonstop.
And he's always there.
He's high engine. He's always making plays.
He's fucking sick, man. He's the guy you want the damn jersey of. Like, you get the clowny jersey. I'm sorry. People are going to laugh at you.
They're going to think you're a clown, right?
Oh, I see what you did there. We had a bunch of young quarterbacks. There was Dak Prescott for the Cowboys making his debut, which was okay. He didn't shit the bed. He didn't win the game.
He's a fourth rounder coming in
again,
his first NFL game, and he did a good job. He
did a good job. Fourth fucking round. Again, just it's not worth giving up the farm. Anyone who trades up, and I guess the Eagles did, so they can shut me the fuck up because Wentz looked good. But you know who else had a great first game? RG3.
He had a great first season.
Rookie year. No, that iconic picture that was the cover of the Post the next day of him on his ass holding his fingers up.
Well, I still remember that
as he
well.
Threw that touchdown. Yeah.
I might have even rubbed one out to it.
Yeah, it was real pretty, wasn't it? It was real nice. So, Wentz was good for the Eagles. I guess we covered that by saying how bad the Browns were. Like, if the Browns were that goddamn bad, logically, their opponent looked pretty good. And the Eagles did look solid.
But Wentz was a surprise because they were going to give him a redshirt year. He hit 38 snaps in the preseason, came in, threw no interceptions and two TDs, and they won the game. Yeah, it was Cleveland, but the guy really didn't have the dress rehearsal. He didn't play that much.
No.
And he came in and did a good job. Is he worth all those draft picks? We'll find out. You know, but coming from a D2 school to the NFL, that's a huge jump. And to come in and not shit the bed, I think he's got some talent behind him.
I'm with you. I thought Dak Prescott actually was kind of doing the same thing. Well, Dak Prescott's every throw that I saw was a completion was to Cole Beasley, who was doing like the sly little white guy slant route shit. And how big is Cole Beasley? Because he looks small enough and feminine enough where if you shaved him, like he could transition into not just a woman, but like a spinner. Like he'd be that fucking dainty.
Coley Beasley. I think he had 8 catches. And you're right. He is, though. He's the Amendola from back of the day. He's just kind of sneaky.
Dude, Amendola doesn't like... I saw Cole Beasley every time he got up and like a bitch clutching her pearls. I was like, oh my. Oh dear, be safe, Mr. Beasley.
He's fragile. Don't hit him so
hard. He's petite.
He's a small guy. But he's a slot receiver. And he keeps getting back up.
I'm not wishing him ill. He's one of those Cowboys I really don't hate because he's that fucking tiny, but I worry.
He's a Cowboy, so.
Yeah, fuck him. You're right.
Sorry, Cowboy fans.
Exactly. We have... Wishes on United 93. There, I said it. What else? Let's wrap up with the Sunday night game. Like, let's not cheat ourselves with too much fucking Redskins action here.
Okay.
Why were people shocked? And maybe I'll let you take lead on this. Why were people shocked that Garoppolo did okay in light of what has happened the last time the Patriots lost Brady?
Let me give you this name, Matt Cassel.
He sounds important.
Was he really that great of a quarterback, or was it the Patriots system that made him look like a great quarterback?
Well, given the rhetorical nature of your question, I'm going to say it was the Patriots system. And that's what blew me away when people were like, oh, this Garoppolo kid, how's he going to do? And the answer is, well, he's coached by one of the sharpest minds to ever get into football, a fucking like literal child prodigy wonder kid whose dad was a coach, and he's been around the shit since he was 5. And the rest of the team around him is really solid and balled out last year. I think he'll do okay.
Speaking of blowing you,
yes.
The Pats are going to walk away with another high draft pick for this kid, I have a feeling. Is this his last year in his contract?
Garoppolo? Garoppolo might be year 3. He might have one more year.
They're going to get enough footage making him look like a first or second rounder.
I'd agree, but Tom Brady's like your age, man.
What are you trying to say here?
He's sexy and is...
He's a sexy 29?
Yeah, exactly. Looks like he has vintage sperm in his seeds.
I think Brady...
That's not what I meant to say. Vintage sperm in his sack. There we go.
You gotta taste it. It's delicious.
Nice blue label cum.
It's delicious. But Brady says he's going to keep playing, and I believe him. And he's probably got a few more years under his belt. They'll draft another kid in the second, third round. They'll bring him around.
I mean, the quote-unquote Patriot way is if they can get a pick for Garoppolo, they'll give him away, and they'll just get some other stool pigeon, I was going to say, stooge monkey, whatever the fuck. They'll get some sort of farm creature.
Because he's going to get paid. They're not going to pay him. They're going to let him go, or they're going to get a draft pick, and I think they'll get a draft pick. And we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Get all those draft picks, get that scratch ticket, get a couple kids in there, and one of them will, if you've still got Belichick in his system,
I think
it'll work.
What makes me livid after, and yeah, they go into the desert, they beat Arizona, the Cards. And I like the Cardinals. I have memories of the Cardinals being the toilet of the NFC East for years. So I have a soft spot for them in the West. And I absolutely love Bruce Arians, that real sex-looking motherfucker.
He's one
sexy
He
really does look like the fat guy who was at any swingers club in any episode of Real Sex.
That's with, an excellent way
with
to describe
his
him.
White Santa pussy-eating beard. It blows my mind that people really like, I guess we're results-oriented, just like I was saying at the start of the show, framing, that Peyton Manning is going to be remembered as a winner of 2 out of 4 Super Bowls and not really like the guy that only won one and his, you know, Von Miller carried him to that second one. It's the same way where Tom Brady were just like, oh, he has 4 Super Bowl wins, 6 appearances. Clearly, he's the greatest of all time. You put Tom Brady on any other team, you show me what he's going to do. Like, I have seen what the Patriots do without Tom Brady. And is there, like, a slight dip in quality? Yeah. Is it some disastrous shit? Like, there are so many other squads. Like, New Orleans loses Drew Brees. You tell me how that's going to fucking go. Look what's going on right now in Dallas. You think Tony Romo wouldn't have won that game?
But look at the Patriots system and how many solid wide receivers cannot grasp the system and go on to other places and do okay. They've got Chris Hogan is their number 2 wide receiver.
Yeah.
And he looks like a beast. I've seen him. I saw him in Buffalo. He wasn't that great. He knows the system. He runs the routes correctly. And therefore, he can work in their system. I really think their offense is a system-based offense.
It is.
And it works.
I read up on it. It works. It's just a very, I guess, modular is the term. Like, it's plug and play. But you simply, I think you call out, like, A6, B5, shit like that. There's just like 4 different permutations that match up with 4 different permutations, and it's really goddamn easy for anyone to memorize. Like, there's only like 10, 16 things they can do, but its ease allows Tom Brady to just kind of like call it as he sees it, and they move a good deal. They're able to really keep defenses on their back foot. And like, even, I don't believe like the whole stereotype that a football player has to be dumb as shit, but some of them are. You don't have to be a goddamn brain surgeon to do it either. And supposedly the strength of that system is it is incredibly simple, and yet the rest of the league doesn't run with this. Like, it's known. Like, you can just read about the Patriot system, both, I guess, the Patriot way we're talking about off the field, where trade anyone for picks, but on the field, it's this very modular, very simple play calling thing that other teams don't run with. Instead, they're like, blue, 25, Cadillac, penis, hood.
Well, some players in the NFL can't even name all their children.
Yeah.
And New England's the most racist team in the NFL. They have 3 white wide receivers as starters.
Oh, wow. That is a good starter.
You think about that. That's pretty racist, you know. And they're doing a good job.
Hey, man, look at the Celtics in the 80s.
Exactly. They are the Celtics. And Boston. Shocker, they're New England.
Yeah, Boston likes that shit. No, I thought you were going somewhere. You just had a hearty Irish laugh at that.
No, I'm just having a good
Boston racism.
Good. I'm having a good just red-faced, sweaty time over here.
Sorry. I was looking for an outro clip, and then I forgot I had this clip of Ron Bennington just saying the word poussoir.
Oh, I love that guy.
As a clever way of saying pussy.
And then people will, you know, think jackboot is straight. Or jackboot gets all the poussoir.
Bennington.
I'm
still so jealous that you got to interview him.
He's a great guy. I've met him now like 3 times in like a rapid span. And he really, him, Pepper, and his daughter all like remembered me. It was very cool. Gail greeted me with a hug. She's like, good to see you again. I was like, I have really sweaty pits. So I'm not going to hug you too hard back and go over the shoulders, not underneath. But we're not at prom, so you're going to go underneath. God damn it.
You're taking me to New York next time we go.
Absolutely, dude. If you want, we can absolutely do that. Let me find my fucking Vince Lombardi outro clip, because I want to say that was the show, sir. Is there anything? Are the Skins, how down are the Skins? Are you checking?
I'm not. I'm sorry. My wife has been calling, and also somebody else that I don't know from a San Diego area code says she wanted to know.
Really? Well, I want to go out with the Papa's Football Podcast official outro song. Brian, plug your shit, man. We didn't do any Twitter handle plugging.
Brian Bolte, at Choke on Ritalin. Please follow me.
And I am John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement. Show's website, pfpod.com. Every show we upload goes there. Also, youtube.com/Papa's Basement has, again, everything we do. If you liked it, subscribe and tell everyone about it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, bye.
Lots of fun.